The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Lamed Daled.
Today's daf is being started in Nishmat Mor Zekeni Yosef ben Tzara ve'Marat Zekenati Yefa Batzara. Today Nishmat Avraham ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tnihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Fuat Shlema, Moshe Ben Dina. In La Refana Lo Refuat HaNefesh Ufuat HaGufa Tukar Bala Bo Vehen Yerasov and Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down, starting from the Braita of Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Shor Shaveh Matayim Shanagach Shor Shaveh Matayim. One ox that was worth 200 damaged another ox that was worth 200. Ve'chaval bo b'chamishim zuz. It damaged 50 zuz. Which means now the shor that was damaged, the nizak, is only worth 150. So basically we know the payment is going to have to be half of 50. At a tam would be 25 zuz. But what happened? Ve'shavach. The shor of the nizak went up. Ve'amad al arba me'od zuz. It doubled in its value, became 400 zuz. So we're not going to say over here that the mazik will be exempt from paying, because he can come along and say, I didn't cause you any loss. Look, your shor went up to become 400. Don't say that the mazik can get off of paying by having a claim and saying, ma hafsi ditach, what did I cause you to lose? She'il maleh ziko haya omid al shmona me'od zuz. Because he could come along and say to Nizak, if your shor did not damage, mine would have went up to be worth 800 zuz. So you did damage it. Because it went up, it would have went up much more. Therefore, noten kish'at ha-nezek. Therefore, he has to pay according to the time of the nezek, which is 25 zuz. That's the first chiddush of the braita. Second chiddush, kahash, which is, let's say, the shor of the nizak went down. For example, it was damaged initially, was 50, right? So it was worth 150. But as a result of the damage, it kept on going down. Now let's say by the time they get to court, it's only worth 100 zuz. So the deen is kish'at ta'amada bedin, which means the hatzi nezik is judged according to the time of ha'amada bedin. Okay? And therefore, it's an additional 50 zuz that went down. So therefore the mazik is going to have to pay that extra damage because it's now worth less by the time they got it to the court. Okay, that's that deen. The Braita continues. Let's say over here the damage was 50 zuz. And at the time of the negiha, the shor was worth 100. Okay. Or 200. We're talking about the shor mazik now. Let's review again. The shor mazik was worth 200. And he damaged 50. So how much does he have to pay? He would have to pay 25. That is an eighth of his worth. I'm just telling you that because it's going to come into play. If he's worth 200, he damaged 50, hatzi nezik is 25. So basically he's paying one-eighth of his present market value. Correct? Good. Shebach, or better read, Shabach Mazik, let's say the Shora Mazik went up. And by the time it got to the Beit Din, it was worth now not 200, but it was worth 400. So we don't say that since at the time of the damage he paid one-eighth, which means he paid 25, so maybe now he should pay 50. Because one-eighth of 400, what it's worth now, is 50. We don't say that. And what do we say? Noten lo kish'at ha-nezek. you pay the same 25 as it was at the time of the Nezik. Don't think that just because the short of the Mazik went up in price, so you might think now it's all relative now. You were paying 25 when it was worth 200, maybe you have to pay 50 now when it's worth 400. That's the ratio. No, you pay the same 25 according to what it was at the Shah of the Nezik. Oh, kachash. But let's say the short of the Mazik went down in price, which means at the time of the damage, it was worth 200. It damaged 50, so it pays 25. But let's say by the time they got to the court, the short of Mazik was not only worth 100. Now, if you're going to go according to that ratio of paying 1/8 of its value, so now it only have to pay 12.5, 12.50. So again, what I says, kishat amada bedin. Yes, the mazik only has to pay according to what it's worth at the shat amada bedin, and the mazik gets an advantage since it went down to 100, and therefore you're paying the ratio of, you were paying 25 to 200, which would be 12.5 to 100. Mm-hmm. So advantage mazik when it goes down at the time of Amada Bedin. Amar Mor, now that's the Braita. Now the Gemara is going to take each part of the Braita and analyze it. Amar Mor, Shavach Mazik. If the mazik went up from 200, the shorter mazik went up from 200 to 400. Noten kishat nizik, which means you pay according to what you were paying, bishat nizik, which means he was paying 25. We don't say that now went up to 400 that you have to pay 50. You pay the same 25 that you owed from the beginning. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is this brayta going like? Rabbi Yishmaeli. It must be going like the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar Ba'al Chov, who? Vizuzeh, who de Masik le. Remember, Rabbi Yishmael's Shita was that the Mazik Shor belongs to the Mazik alone. Yusham HaNezik, which means it belongs to the Mazik, and he just owes him Chatzin Nezik. So the Mazik owes 25 zuz. So I don't care what happens to the Mazik short. Let it go up. I still owe you 25. It should not make a difference what happens to the short of the Mazik. If I owe you 25, I owe you 25, regardless of what happens to my short. Because the Mishnah says the short Mazik solely belongs to the Mazik. So this Braita sounds like it's following the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. The zuzeh with the Mazik. However, Emma Sefa, but I'll bring you a contradiction in this Braita. Because the Sefa of the Braita says what? Kahash. If the Shoda Mazik went down, which means the Shoda Mazik was worth 200, you said he pays 25. Because he damaged 50. So Hasi Nezik is 25. Now he went down to 100. So we say what? Now he only has to pay 12.50. That means what? The Nizak is sharing in the loss of the Mazik.
Yes.
Which is, that's following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that says what? That the Mazik and the Nizak are partners in the animal of the Mazik. So Gemara says, Kishat Amada Bidin Atal Rabbi Akiva de Amar Shutveninu. This is following Rabbi Akiva that says they are indeed partners, because that's why he's suffering a loss, because you're partners in the Mazik's animal. That's what Rabbi Akiva held. Therefore, when the Mazik's animal goes down, you're a partner. Your animal also went down. Therefore, you're losing. Instead of getting 25, what you were getting early, now you're only getting 12.50. That's going like Rabbi Akiva. Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva. How do you have one Braita where you have the Reisha going like one rabbi, the Sefer going like another rabbi? Gemara says, no, we learn the Braita differently. Kula Rabbi Akiva. Really, I'll tell you, the whole Braita is following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And what? According to Rabbi Akiva, they are really shutfim. They are really considered partners. Right? And in a chenameh, according to Rabbi Akiva, if the shor, in the first case, if the shor of the mazik went up, the nizak benefits from it. And therefore, just like he was getting 25 when it was worth 200, if it went up, I'm a partner of it, I'll get 50 now when it's worth 400. But that's only when it went up by itself. However, our Braita is talking about a different case. It's talking about where the mazik fattened it up. And therefore, you're not going to benefit from what I paid for. I paid for this. I fattened my animal up to make it 400. You have no partnership in that. You have a partnership in if it just went up by itself. Okay, so we're partners in the animal. But if I spent my money, mazik, and fed my animal up, even the Rabbi Akiva is going to be more there that he does not have a chelek in the pitum. So the Gemara says, "Ikish pitum." Oh, you're talking about a case of here where the mazik fanned up the animal. Now I go back to the resha of the Braita. That's the case over there where the short of the nizak, that's the one that was damaged, was worth 200 at the time of the damaging. And then what? And then it took it down to 150 after it got damaged. And then what happened? Shabbat. It went up. Ve'amad arba me'od zuz. The nizak's animal went up to becoming worth 400 zuz. Noten lo kishat tanizik. And what do we say? He pays the same 25 that he owed the shatan zik. He cannot say, hey, listen, your thing is worth more money now. I don't got to pay anything. The Gemara says, if it's talking about a case, if you're learning a case where the nizak fed his animal, do you have to tell me? Of course I have to pay you. Why would I think I should get off? No, because you fed the animal out of your own money. It's pashut that I have to pay you. I don't need a bride to come and tell me that even though his animal went up, you still have to pay. Of course, if the case is he fed it from his earned money, of course, but should I have to pay? Why would I think I'm off the hook? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amara Papa, Resha, the Resha case where the Nizak's animal went up. Mashkachatla ben de Fatema petume ben de Shavcha memela. It can be in one of two cases. Whether the case where he fed it himself, then Badai, you have to pay. And even if it went up by itself, still the Mazik has to pay because he damaged. V'tzarich la'shmin, and the chidush in the resha is de'echa de'shabecha mimela, that even when it went up by itself and now it's worth 400, still the mazik cannot tell the nizak, what do you want? I didn't damage you. Your thing went up. Because the nizak can come back and say, hey, if you didn't damage you, it went up to 800. So the chidush in the resha is a case where what? Where it went up mimela, that's still what? No ten lo kishata nezik. Sefa lo mashkachata ela kishapetemo. But the sefa where the mazik's animal went up, that could only be talking about a case where he fed it. Oh, and since he fed it, even the biyakim, which means what? The animal of the mazik was worth 200. Okay? And then what? It ended up feeding it, and now it became worth more. Oh, so in that case over there, even the Bi'akiva will agree that the Nizak is not partners in that. How can it be partners in something that you shelled out for, you paid for? Oh, but in the case where the animal went up, Nimela, in a Chedameh, according to the Bi'akiva, he will benefit from that fact that it went up. Instead of getting 25, he will get 50. He will get more because of the animal did indeed go up. That's the way we learn the Braita. Alibade Rabbi Akiva. Continues a quote from the Braita. Kahash. What's that case over there? The short of the Nizak went down, right? At the time of Ahmad Abedin. So it says, Kishat Ahmad Abedin. The Mazik pays according to the price that it went down, which is he loses. Which means, if it was, let's say, worth 150 at the time of the damage, so your damage, it was 200. Then you damaged 50, went down to 150, so your damage is 50. So you have to pay 25. Now, at the time of judgment, it went down to 100. Now already, the Hatzi Nezik is going to be 50. So the Mazik has to pay the extra money that the Shor HaNizak depreciated at the time of Hamad Abedin. So the Gemara says, wait, what's the case? Kahash Mahmat Mai. Why did it go down? So Gemara says, Ilema de Kahasha Mahmat Melacha. If it's because the Nizak worked the animal after it got gored, so then the Gemara says, Lema le at machasht the ana yehivna. You weaken the animal by working it, and I have to pay? That's not fair. Amaravashe de Kahash Mahmat Makkah. Now it's talking about where the short Nizak got depreciated because of the Makkah, because of the goring. And therefore, the Amar Le, the Nizak tells the Mazik, Karna de Torah Kevira be. Your ox's horns are buried in the stomach of my ox, which means you kill my ox and it's still going down. Therefore, you have to suffer to pay more money because it went down at Ha'amadah Bedin. Comes the next Mishnah and says, famous machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda on how to learn the shor that the Torah was talking about that says you pay chatzi nizik. Everybody agrees it's chatzi nizik. But the question is, how to learn the pesukim? What was the value of the mazik? And what was the value of the nizak? And how they got to this calculation of chatzi nizik? Mishnah. Shor shaveh matayim shenagach shor shaveh matayim. The shor of the mazik is 200 and the shor of the nizak is 200. Ve'er nevela yafa kelum. And the nevela, meaning the nizak's animal that got killed, is now worth nothing. Normally a nevelah is worth something. The skin, the hide, this nevelah. So it's a full damage. It's a $200, 200 zuz damage. So what's chatzi nezik? 100. So give us Amar Rabbi Meir, al ze ne'emar, umachiru et ha-shor ha-chai v'chatzu et kaspo. That's exactly what the Torah says. Sell the living shor and pay half the money, because the living shor is worth 200. Selling it, you get 100. That's exactly the case of the Torah. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda v'chen halacha. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't argue with you. That is the halacha, but that's not what the Torah was talking about. You're right, but that's not the case of the Torah. Kiyamta umachiru et ha-shor ha-chai v'chatzu et kaspo. According to the way you're learning, you understand the pasuk of machiru et ha-shor ha-chai. You'll sell the living shor. Good, according to you, that makes sense. Ve'lo kiyamta v'gam hamet yehesun. But the Torah says, and you'll also split the mit. According to you, you're not splitting the mit. The mit is worthless. So that cannot be the case. You have to give me a case in the Torah where the mit is also split some way. So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ezeze. So according to Yehuda, what's the case the Torah was talking about? Shor shaveh matayim. Shenagach shor shaveh matayim. Good, that's the same. 200 gor 200. Ve'anevela yafa chamishim zuz. Ah, which means the damage was 150. Okay? The nevela itself is worth 50. Oh, so therefore, how much does they really have to pay? If the damage is 150, the chatzi nezik will be 75, but the nevela is already 50. So technically only owes him 25 more to get to the chatzi nezik. So the Gemara says, Hamishim zuz, that's what it's worth. Now, sheze notel chatzi achai v'chatzi amet, veze notel chatzi achai v'chatzi amet, which means they both split the living and the dead. How much is the living? The living is worth 200. So you split that to each one. This guy takes 100, this guy takes 100. Now you split the mit. The mit is 50. Give the mazik 25, and give the nizak 25. So therefore, each one ends up with 125, meaning he gets 75 for his damages. That's how you get to the 75 payment. Again, the damage was 150. How much is chatzi nezik? 75. We're just giving you the way to be Yehuda says, v'chatzu, you're splitting both ways. How do you split both ways? Again, this is 200, the mazik, and this is 50. So you split the mazik, 100 each. You split the mit, 25 each. That's 125, 125. So the nizak ends up with 125. Okay? So what is he short? He's short 75. Okay, but that's the law. He split the loss, because chatzi nezik, he doesn't get full. His damage is 150. Oh, you get 75. That's the way the Torah was still, where you split both items, and that's the way the Torah comes to the conclusion of chatzi nezik. That's Aliba. The Rabbi Meir comes to Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. But I was going to analyze this machlok we just learned through the Braita. Tanu Rabbanan. Shor shaveh matayim. Shenagach shor shaveh matayim. Va'nebela yafeh hamishim. Oh, in that case of Rabbi Yehuda. And the nevela is worth 50. Ze zuz, ze notel chatzi ahai, v'chatzi amet. Ve'ze notel chatzi ahai, v'chatzi amet. Ve'ze ushor ha'amur b'torah. Because you're fulfilling the pasuk, u'machiru et ha'shor ahai, v'chatzu et kaspo, v'gam et amet yehesun. Tivrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer, and Zehu Shora Amur b'Torah. He says, no, that's not the Shor of the Torah. Ela, what's the Shor of the Torah? Shor Shaveh Matayim Shenagach LeShor Shaveh Matayim. 200 Gor 200 Ve'en Nevela Yafah Kedum. The Nevela is worth nothing. Azeh Ne'emar Umachiru Et HaShor HaChai V'Chatzu Et Kaspo. Perfect. You sell the living shor, it's worth 200, split the money, 100, you pay 100. Ela mani mikayem v'gam amit yichaisu. No, the bimir. What do I do with this pasuk of vegamitamet yahesu? No, pchat shepichato mita mahasin behai, which means the depreciation that the death of the nizak's animal suffered. That's what the chai has to pay. Vegam etamet yazun. It's discussing the hatzinezek, which means the depreciation that it got by dying. It was worth 200. Now that it got killed, it's worth nothing. So the depreciation of met yechesun. Yechesun meaning pay 100. It's just another way of saying that you pay the depreciation of what the mitah did. Vegam etamet meaning what mitah did. What did mitah do? Brought it down to zero. Oh, that mitah. So it's 200 loss. No, yechesun. You only have to pay half of what the mitah did. So it's another way of saying that you split it. Because that's where the Bimi learns. Amar Abba. Mechti. No, Mechti. Kevara says, let's analyze. Ben Rabbi Meir. Ben Rabbi Yehuda. Hai me'ave esim v'chamisha shakil. Hai me'ave esim v'chamisha shakil. Mai ben ayu. Everybody agrees on the numbers at the end of the day. In the case where the shor was worth 200, and he damaged it 150, and the nevela is worth 50, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that everybody's going to end up with 125. Which means, you're giving 75 to the nizak, and he has his nevela that's worth 50, so he ends up with 125, and the mezik also. So however you're going to break it up, which means, it's a numbers game. Rabbi Meir says, how do you break it up? The mezik has to pay all 75 from his. Right? Whereas Rabbi Yehuda looks at it, no. He takes half of this, and he takes half of that. But at the end of the day, you're getting the same 125, so the Gemara is asking, my benai, give me a nafka mina between the two shitot. So comes the Gemara and says, I'll tell you nafka mina, marava. Pat nevela ika benayu, which means if the nevela depreciated from the time of the goring to the time of ha'amada to beddin, to the time where you are selling it, ika benayu. Rabbi Meir savar, Rabbi Meir holds that the nevela belongs totally to the nizak, and therefore pat nevela the nizak ave. And therefore, he paid the 70-75 that he was paying from the beginning. No, half of the nizak's animal belongs to the mazik. And therefore, what half of what it went down, the mazik has to incur. And therefore, the downing of it is also a loss to the mazik himself. Whereas according to the Bimir, he says, no. The nizak, the nevela is yours. I owe you 75. I don't care what happens to that nevela. I went down, so I owe you 75. Whereas according to the Biyuda, no. I'm the mezik, I own half of that animal. Oh, I own half of that animal. If that animal goes down, so I lost half of that animal. Well, half of that, that went down. So that's going to be the nafka mina between the two opinions. Good. Which means, he just gives you an example so you can hear the numbers, so you can get it clearer. For example, let's say at the time of the Mechira, the Nevela was worth now 20 zuz. Okay? So it went down much more. Originally at the time of the damage, it was worth 50. Now by the time they got to sell, it was worth 20. So now already, it's 30 more zuz. Correct?
Yeah.
So the Nizak lost 30, according to the B, Meir. Whereas according to the Biyuda, they split it. It's 15 this way and 15 that way. And therefore, each one learns 15 zuz. And therefore, the Nizak. Right, so now he ends up with what? He ends up with 10, because now it's only worth 20. 10 from his, and 100. He ends up with 110 instead of 125. Okay, so he lost 15, by basically. Because you split it. You got half of the Nizak, half of the Mezik. The Nizak now is worth only 20. So he gets 10 from that, and he gets 100 from the mazik. 120, he gets 110. 110, where he was getting before?
125.
Very good. Comes again, Amar le Abaye. Abaye comes along and says, Imken, If this is the way Rabbi Yehuda really understands it, Matsinu the Rabbi Yehuda comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tam Hamur Bimuad, that in principle, a Tam is going to be more strict than a Muad, which means, if let's say a Shon Muad gourd, we learned already, Pat Nevela belongs to the Nizak. Mm-hmm. I don't care what happens to the nevela, to the animal, by Mu'ad, the pot totally is incurred, paid to the, is suffered by the Nizak. However, by here, by the time you're saying that the Mazik is sharing in it. So therefore what? A tam is more hamur, where when it comes to muad, then Isaac suffers no loss. But by tam, you're saying that what? You're splitting it. So the Gemara is asking, imken tam hamur memuad. That's the Gemara's question. That's the way Rashba understands it, at least. So again, because if let's say a shor muad gourd, so we learned about the pat nebila gold goes to the nizak. Correct. They learned it from a pasuk, by the way. It says, "Ba'amit yehielo," totally to the nizak. However, over here, short time, the mazik and the nizak split it, and the mazik also is going to lose out. Yep. According to that, Gemara says, "Vichite mahachiname." Yeah, okay. That's what comes out. So what? Kinditnan. Hey, you think this is the only time when you see a tamas mochamur? I'll show you another case with tamas mochamur. We have a Mishnah that teaches us that Tamas Muhammad Legabeh, how much you have to watch your animal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tam Chayav Umuad Patur. Which means, let's say I watched my animal Shemira Pechuta. Shemira Pechuta is a minimum Shemira. By a Tam, minimum Shemira is not enough. If it went out in gourd, Chayav. But by a Muad, for whatever reason, we'll see when we get to it, Shemira Pechuta is enough. And if it went out in gourd, I'm off the hook. Oh, so what do you see? Tam is mohamur, then a muad. So the Gemara says, "Imar de shamatler de biyuda lenyan shemira dechtivi kirae lenyan tashlumim mi shamatler." That's why shemira, because you have gezerat ha-katufs that says even a shemira pechuta by muad is enough, but by payments, where did you see? Adrama, from the Torah, you see that the tam is more lenient in its payments, that it only pays chatzi nezek. But the way you're learning now that pat nevela, the mazik has to share in it. Oh, so you see what? That in payment, it's muhammud. Where do you see that tam is muhammud in payment? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, oh, I'll show you. I mean, going further, I'll show you that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even by Tashtumin, Mu'ad has to be more strict than Tam. How do I know that? That Tanya I learned in a Braita, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yachol. It was an interesting case. Shor Shaveh Mane. What's Mane? 100 Zuz. Shinagach Shor Shaveh Hamesh Sila'im. Hamesh Sila'im is 20 Zuz. So the mazik is 100 zuz, the nizak is 20 zuz. Vanivela yafa sela. And the nivela is only worth 4 zuz. Okay? Now, zenotel chatzi achai v'chatzi hamet. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda calculates, how is it? Chatzi achai v'chatzi hamet. So chatzi hamet is 2. And chatzi achai is how much? 50. So therefore what? The mazik is going to end up with 52, which is even more than his original animal was worth in the first place. Because his animal is only worth 20. So the Gemara says, Amart, right? Are you going to say something? When we talk about a Mu'ad, what was the Torah coming to teach me the Din of Mu'ad? To be more Mahmir or to be more Mekel? To be more Mahmir. Have you homage, Lachmir Alav? Oh, ma mu'ad eno mishlem ela mashizik. And just like a mu'ad only pays what it damaged, tam akal lo kol sheken. You're going to tell me now what tam is going to pay? If a mu'ad, which is mahmir, only pays not more than it damaged, you're going to tell me now that a tam is going to pay more than it damaged? Impossible. So you see, clearly, according to the Yehuda, he never entertained that a tam in payment can be more hamur than a muad. So therefore the Gemara comes and says, what's the pshat then, when you told me My benayu between the Biyuda and the Bimeir, and the Gemara came along and told me what? Pat nevelaika benayu. That what? If it went down, you're going to split it. But when there comes a time, it's mochamur. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela mar Rabbi Yochanan. Don't learn pat nevela, learn the opposite. Shevach nevelaika benayu. That means what? At the time of the Negicha, it was worth zero. Which means the nevela was worth nothing. And then by the time they got to sell it, it was worth 50. It went up. Oh, he coming out. Temor sabad denizakave. According to the Bimeir, it's nothing to do with the mazik, it's the nizak. You still have to pay the 75 hatzinezek that you damaged. Doesn't matter that it went up. However, Umor Sabar Palga, Mor Sabar, he says, no, you get part of that as well. And therefore the Mazik pays less now. Yeah, because at the time that he damaged, it was worth what? Zero. So how much do you have to pay? No, Hatzin Ezek is 100. But now what? It went up to 50. So therefore, went up to 50, so I get back 25. Yeah. So therefore, I only have to pay 75. Whereas according to the Bimeir, you damage, at the time of the damaging, you damage 200, you got to pay 100. Hatzin Ezek. Whereas now it went up to 50. I don't give it went up to 50. 50 is to the Zaks. It's nothing to do with the Mazik.
You damage,
you pay. Mashiach, yeah. According to the Biyuda, it went up. I save 25 bucks. Comes back to me. Huh? It went up. Karka went up. The price went up. The market of carcasses, the market of hide went up. And therefore went up to 50. So therefore that'll be enough kamina. Shvach nevela. And the reason Mefashim explained that is we give the advantage to the Mazik. Why should you give any advantages? His sword was mazik. Because it wasn't he that did the mazik. His sword did it. So therefore we give him some advantage that, listen, if it did go up in the end, you'll save some money. That's what Nimuke Yosef explains, because he did not do it himself. Comes again and says, or once you're learning that the nafka, I mean, I was going to be udana, be meir is shvach nevela, the going up of the nevela, what be meir says, you pay what you damage at that time. You damage 200, you're 100. Went up, went down, doesn't matter. Pay 100. Whereas according to the Bihuda, it went up, you benefit, you save half that amount. Comes again when it says, Behainu de kakashele de Bihuda. Now we understand the following braita. The following braita, the Bihuda had a question against the Bimir. This question was like this. Another interesting case. Hashta de amart has rachmana elave de mazik de shakir b'shivha, which means now that already we're seeing that the Torah was has had mercy on the mazik where the nevela went up after that, like we just learned. Yachol it. That means to say shor shave hames silaim. You have a shor that's worth hames in 20 zuz. That gourd, an animal that's worth 100 zuz. Vanevela yafe 50 zuz, and the nevela is worth 50. Oh, so now according to this, zenotel chatziyachai. So the chai is worth what? 20. So they get 10 each from that. The chatziyah mit, and they get 25 from the mit. The mazik gets the same thing. And what happens? The mazik gets up making money on the deal. His animal's only worth 20. But according to the Bihuda, the way he says, what happened? You split this. What's the met? The met is worth 50. So you get 25 each. The mazik is worth 20. So they get 10 each. His thing was worth 20, now he ends up with 35. So the Gemara says, Amad, Hechan Matzinu Mazik Niskar. Where do you ever see that the Mazik is Niskar? Meaning he benefits, he's going to make money. Shizin Niskar, right? Because according to this calculation, he is making money. The Omer, and it says, Shalem Yishalem. And the Pasuk also says, Shalem Yishalem. Who does the paying? The Mazik. Be'alim Mishalmim. Ve'en Be'alim Notlim. But the Be'alim do not take. Which means, according to this, we understand the question that they were asking to the Biyuda. Biyuda, hey, you give an advantage to the Mazik. Right? You say, the Bimi is asking this. You're saying, oh, Shvach Nevela goes to the Mezik. Oh, yeah? According to you, are you going to tell me that what? That in this case over here, the way you split it, where half goes to the Mazik and half goes to the Nizak, even in this case over here, can't be. Number one, Mazik Niskar, which no way can make any sense. And anyway, the Pasuk says, Shalem Yishalem. It's mashma that only one guy is doing the paying. The Mazik is doing the paying, he's not doing the taking. So the Gemara asks a side question now. Gemara says, Mai ve'omer. Which means, what did Rabbi Yehuda have to ask that extra pasuk? It's enough that he said, we know that doesn't make sense, mazik niskar. Yeah. What did he have to add the pasuk of shalem yishalem? So the Gemara says, v'chi tema hani mirehecha di'ika peseda l'nizak. Which means, maybe I would think the only time that you don't give the mazik more than he deserves is where there's going to be a hefsed to the Nizak. For example, in the case that we just gave, that his short was worth 100, and now by splitting it up this way, he's not even getting half. Yeah. He's getting only 35. Or in that case, maybe I'll say, don't benefit the Mazik when it's to the loss of the Nizak. Nizak. But where the Nizak is going to get what he's supposed to get, kegon shor shaveh chamesh shenaim shenagar shor shaveh chamesh shenaim, 20 zoos damaged, 20 zoos vanebela yafe sheloshim. Oh, and what happened after the negiha? The value of it went up. Now it became 30. So therefore, if you're going to split it, split the 30. That's 15 each. Split the 10.
25 each.
So each one's getting 25. No. Oh, so he's not losing. Because the Nizak's thing was worth originally 20. So he's not losing. He's getting more. He's getting 25.
It's
also the Mazik. And the Mazik is, I would have thought, maybe you don't give the Mazik an advantage when it's to the loss of the Nizak. Like in the first case. But in this case over here, where they're not losing, why? Because Shakil Nameh Mazik B'Shevcha Shakil Nameh Mazik B'Shevcha, which is each one will take half of the live one and half of the dead one. And therefore they both benefited. Yeah. Each one will take 25 zoos. What was his animal worth originally?
20.
20. No, so what's the problem? He's getting 25 now. He's getting 25. Good. So I might say, because it went up, I might say in that case, calculate. That's why he brought the pasuk that says, "Ve'omer shalem yishalem ba'alim mishalmim ve'em ba'alim notlim," which means, for sure, even though I agree that the shvach of the nevela, the mazik benefits, but to an extent, he's never going to benefit more than he damaged.
Yeah.
And even in a case where he'll benefit and the Nizak will benefit and not lose, still there's a cap. And therefore, Shalem Yishlim, he only pays, but he never takes, meaning the Nizak can never get more, sorry, the Mazik can never get more
than what his animal damage.
Right, that is damage. He's not going to get paid extra and profit from a damage.
Yeah.
Okay, that's clear. Even though it went up, and we're using this calculation of splitting half for this and half for that, he's never going to get more. Even if the Nizak doesn't lose, he also gained. Yeah. Doesn't matter. You can't get more as a result of the damaging. That's why we have the second pasuk. Comes the Gemara and concludes. Amar le'ravacha bar tachlifa le'rava. Imken. Oh. According to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't learn the pasuk of Gamet Amet Yehesun, like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir learned Gamet Amet Yehesun to teach a simple, that whatever the depreciation of the animal happened via the death, so you pay half of that. But according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that you learned from Gamet Amet Yehesun to teach me that you split, he gets half of this and he gets half of that, that your partners and everything, how do you know this law of what? That you pay half, that the Mazik pays half from what the depreciation was. So Gemara says, Amar le'ravacha bar tachlifa le'rava, im ken. According to the view that that's not Torah, this pasuk of Gamet Amet Yehesun like Meir. That what? That he holds what? That only the pot, only when it depreciated, right? That's what you pay chatzin ezek.
and you don't pay more than that. Matzinu Rabbi Yehuda tam mishalem yoter mahatzi nezek. That's right. According to the Bimeid, you'll never see paying more than Hatzinim. Whatever the depreciation was, it was 200, it went down to zero. Half is 100, that's it. And it's always like that. Whatever the depreciation was. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible that you'll end up paying more than half. Okay, go on, I'll give you the case. Let's say you have a shul that's worth 50. That damaged the shul that was worth 40. 50 damage 40 and killed it. And the nevelah is worth 20. Okay? So according to this, you split it. How do you split 20? They get 10 each. Okay. And the damaging shul was worth 40. So they get damaging. 20 each.
Damaging was
50. The damaging was worth 50, so they get 25 each. So therefore what? He's paying actually 35. So he's paying more than the Hatzinezik.
Which is 20.
Hatzinezik was only 20. But he's paying, according to your calculation, he's paying actually 35. That is more than Hatzi. But what's the problem? Literally half. You don't have to pay more. So comes the Gemara and answers. He agrees. It's only half. Even though that pasuk he used for something else, he'll have to learn it from somewhere else. But you're never going to have to pay more than the half. And how you do that? Where did you know that from? He knows it from a pasuk that says, Gam etamet yehasun. But what do you mean? He used that already. He used it already. So you know both, which means bottom line, according to the Biyuda, it comes out. That really, the Biyuda and the Biyuda really agreeing on almost everything.
Yeah.
Chatzi nezek, that's what they're paying. And pechat nevela, if it goes down, the nevela over there,
more than half.
You cannot really pay more than half. But we said, what? Pechat nevela. Oh, let's go. The nafkamah is going to be shvach nevela. Which if the nevela appreciates, that's where there's going to be a difference between the Biyuda and Rabbi Meir. Where according to Rabbi Meir, okay, shvach nevela belongs to the nizak. You pay according to what you. According to Rabbi Meir, is Biyuda is shvach nevela. The mazik gets an advantage there. It went up. Torah had mercy on you. Got mercy instead of having to pay whatever you had to pay. You saved a little money. Because it went up. But on Pachat Nevela, everybody is going to agree on that case over there, because we don't want that what? The Mazik does not lose from Pachat Nevela, because otherwise you're making a Tam more Hamur than a Mu'ar over there. And therefore the only Nafkimela is the Shvach Nevela. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.